They're pretty much the same, those three?
I guess.
Okay. They taste the same?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I just heard them call.
Okay. You mentioned sweet potatoes. Have you ever heard them call anything else?
Yams.
Okay. What about this vegetable? I don't think you mentioned. It's green and kind of long and slender. You like that? That's right. You like everything. What about if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it's going to dry up. When it gets all wrinkled and everything, you said it's going to dry up.
I don't know.
Gosh.
Shrink.
Or another word for that.
Another word for shrink.
Shrink.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, shrivel. How would you say that?
Shriver?
Yeah. Okay. What about talking about vegetables? So, leafy vegetables that cut growing heads, you call that
lettuce, cabbage.
Okay. What about filling in the blanks here, talking about cabbage? If you have a lot of those things and you're noticing how big they are, you might say those big.
So heads of cabbage are big.
Okay. Leave all heads out and just say those.
Cabbage are big.
Okay. What about the different types of beans that you know about?
Green beans, snap beans, beans, lima beans, whatever they use for baked beans.
Not pinto beans, but...
Pinto beans. Aren't they sort of... Let's see. Oh yeah, they're real little, aren't they?
What about these kind of big, flat ones?
Snap beans?
No, you have to, you know, break the things open and get them out. Butter beans?
Oh, butter beans.
Yeah, is that... You mentioned lima beans. Is that the same?
Lima beans are white and butter beans are green.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. See, if you've got a lot of those butter beans, you say you have to sit down and do what? To get them out?
Shuck them.
Okay. What about if you wanted me to go to the store and get some lettuce, you'd say, go to the store and give me...
A head of lettuce?
Mm-hmm. Or two or three.
Heads of lettuce.
You ever heard anybody who had a big family, a lot of children, refer to having so many head of children? Hadn't heard that. Okay. What if somebody had about seven boys and seven girls in his family? Talking about the number, you say, oh, so-and-so just got a whole...
mess of children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever use the word passel like that? You ever heard of
that? Never heard it.
Never heard that. Okay. Talking about corn, what do you call the outside cover on an ear of corn? That's the
husk.
Alright. And what about the part that grows right out the top of the stalk of corn?
Ear?
It's not the ear itself, it's this kind of stringy stuff that grows out right out the top of the corn stalk.
Silk.
Okay. I think that's right on the ear, isn't it? Stuff you have to brush off. Is there anything else that... Talking about the whole corn stalk, the stuff that grows right out the top.
Nothing, no.
What about tassel? Wouldn't call it that?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I never.
Okay, could you say that for me anyway?
Tassel.
All right. What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? That's